Station 4. My God, why have you forsaken me? Mark 15:34. In the verses leading up to this cry from Jesus, Scripture says a vast darkness swept over the whole land, even though it was midday. It felt like a God-forsaken place. God-forsaken? We use that phrase casually in our language, but have we stopped to think about what we are saying? A place or a person forsaken by God. Abandoned, forgotten, left to rot and decay. Have you ever felt abandoned by God? Ever felt the assurances of God's love and presence were simply empty promises? I'm sure you have. In fact, the Psalms are full of cries of lament, expressing these same feelings. We can take comfort in knowing that even Jesus felt forsaken by God in the darkest moments of his earthly life. Can you imagine being one with and equal to God, and then experience the feelings of separation and abandonment that came as Jesus took on the sins of the world? Being fully divine, Jesus knew that his suffering was not the period at the end of his story. However, being fully human, he also experienced the deep, agonizing emotions of abandonment, shame, and despair. With this phrase, he taught us an important lesson. It is possible, and even spiritually mature, to have faith and hope at the same time we have doubt and sadness. As the people of God, we are not immune to pain. We are not people who gloss over the senseless tragedies of this world with hollow platitudes. We grieve, we cry out, and we even shake our fists at God. However, we are also people who hold on for dear life to the hope that the Gospels didn't end at the cross, that God is setting things right, even if it doesn't feel like it, as we sit in the sorrow of the brokenness of this world. Pray. Jesus, I am so sorry that you had to experience the painful emotions of abandonment, separation, and being forgotten. I confess that I have felt that way too. When I look around at the brokenness and the sorrow, the pain in my own life and in the lives of those I love, I question where you have gone. It feels like you aren't working anymore. I grieve. However, I know that I don't grieve alone. I know that you understand my pain, Jesus, because you have felt that pain too. I also don't grieve without hope. Even though my feelings may betray me, I know that you are working to make all things new. I trust you. Amen. Interact further. Take a piece of colored fabric. As a symbol of the feelings of separation and abandonment Jesus felt as he took our sins upon himself, rip the fabric in half. Use the slit that we have started for you, as well as a little force. Spend a few moments reflecting on these emotions and allow yourself to lament if needed. Leave one half of the fabric at the foot of the cross and take the other half with you to the next station.